Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. Segment, I want to spotlight the two central agents of change in the 60s, James Bond and the Beatles. The spy boom was felt throughout the culture, and by 1965 you could see its influence in unexpected places. 7 years before Paul McCartney and George Martin worked on Live and Let Die, the first Roger Moore film is 007, they were busy making the Beatles' second feature film, Help, with some of that Bond magic thrown into the mix. The movie featured the Fab Four on the run from mad scientists and from an Eastern cult led by actor Leo McKern of Prisoner fame. Spicing the production up with that secret agent conventions, Help included gadgets like trick umbrellas, Goldfinger-style weapons for the road, and even an homage to Oddjob's deadly bowler hat. And in addition to the many Beatles tracks, George Martin also contributed a fantastic score in the style of John Barry. Help is such a fun cocktail of Beatles and Bond satire. Incidentally, Martin's Bond connection also included producing Shirley Bassey's Goldfinger record, and amazingly, Dr. No and the Beatles' first single were released on the same day in 1962. Here are two short tracks from Help, Martin's intro with Bond's style guitar, and the bitter end, You Can't Do That. We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So stark wie ein Bär und seh wie Tier. Ist nur nur sieben und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.